Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. Small Business Consulting To Go is sponsored by AR Connection, automated collection tools, driving timely payments.
This is Small Business Consultant To Go, Episode 12, Cabinet NG. Hi, Greg LaFollette, Small Business Consultant To Go, with host Doug Slater. This is Episode 12, Doug. Happy anniversary. We've survived for a whole year.
Well, that's great. It's good to talk to you again, Greg.
Well, it's certainly fun, and I appreciate your role as host of Small Business Consulting To Go. As you know, and maybe some of our listeners might not, so I'll remind them, we are part of the Intersection Live series of podcasts brought to you by the CPA Technology Advisor, of which I am the executive editor, and Doug is a regular contributing columnist. So we've been doing Small Business Consulting To Go for a year. Good listenership. We've had great fun, and we're kind of clicking through some of the awesome add-on winners, Doug, from the Slater Conference, which, interestingly enough, now that we've been doing this a year, is coming up again very soon here. What are the dates on the conference?
Yeah, well, our conference will be November 10th through 13th of 2008 in Phoenix, actually Glendale, Arizona, which is just outside Phoenix. And the people who attend this are really the consultants in the small business accounting world, and even IT consultants who run into clients that need help with installing or recommending or configuring or supporting an accounting or related product.
A lot of very passionate people in that particular group too. I've been very, very surprised. The formal name of the conference is not just Doug's conference. I know there's a better name than that. Doug, share that with me.
Right, it's the Slater Group's annual Accounting Software Consulting Conference.
Okay, cleverly labeled. Well, I will be there with bells on, and the last several years you've virtually sold out. So if there's anybody out there that's thinking about that, might be a good time to pop over there and get registered so that you'll have a spot. One of the things that I find particularly interesting about the conference is the group of folk that you have put together as vendors that come in and exhibit, and these are people who are part of in many cases the QuickBooks, but larger than that, they also tie in with Peachtree and Microsoft Office Accounting, but products that kind of I call it, they extend the capabilities of the pure accounting products. Is that a fair way to describe those, Doug?
Yeah, our the exhibitors who come and show, they really are independent software developers. They're not one of the big, you know, Sage and Microsofts necessarily, although they are here too. But the others are the people, I kind of refer to it as the ecosystem around these big accounting software products like QuickBooks. And they develop great solutions on their own and connect data and transactions and those sorts of things to the accounting software as appropriate. And it's just amazing what they're doing. In fact, I'm just about to announce the awesome add-on award winners for 2009. And boy, I can't believe the quantity of products that we see from this, not only the vendors in our room, but others that are even outside that group, who are just developing really interesting software or technologies that support software. It's just really blossoming.
Right. So now you said you're almost ready to announce those at the conference. That's the first. That's when you take the show us behind the curtain, right?
That's right.
That's the big party, and we get mm-hmm. to see the winners, and then we'll be talking about them and going. Mm-hmm. We'll probably go through the same process next year because there's a lot of consultants out there, and a lot of our listeners, might not be big consultants, but they don't know that they have a client that has a particular need, and I know we sit here and we talk about one particular awesome add-on winner, and one listener will just pop in and say, my God, I have a client that absolutely needs that, and I never thought to go look for it because I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, and Greg, you and I are doing a lot to try to get the word out on a lot of these kinds of technologies, and so for the listener, that's our job, is to try to help point out things that you don't have time to you the accountant or consultant in the field. You don't have time to look at every product and technology that comes out. But Greg and I spend all of our waking moments looking at technologies, products, features, talking to the companies to make sure that the companies that are behind these products are developing not only good technology but good companies.
Right.
That does sales and support and continually adding value to their and features to their products. So that's what we spend our whole life doing.
Well, and sometimes, Doug, when you get as old as I am, you'll understand that sometimes those waking hours are like between 2:30 and 4 a.m. when you're out there trying to catch up on email and looking at different products. I'm going to do a segue here, Doug.
Ooh, okay.
As long as we're talking about this, I'm going to segue into a comment about one of these products. It just happens to be our sponsor at Small Business Consulting to Go, and we're very grateful to the guys at AR Connections for sponsoring Small Business Consulting to Go. And this is a product that I first noticed about a year ago, and as soon as I saw him, I said, boy, you gotta get with Doug Sleater so that you can get to the Sleater Conference and show off this product. This is a do-it-yourself accounts receivable collection tool that puts your AR thing kind of on autopilot and ties in very nicely with QuickBooks, with that API that QuickBooks has, and sets up a series of could be telephone calls and faxes and emails or snail mails, all sorts of different things, and you kind of set up the parameters, but it will let you not forget about your accounts receivable.
Yeah.
And I know for many small businesses, that's a real problem. And the only thing that the average small businessman hates more than dealing with their accounts receivable is not getting paid.
Exactly. This product I looked at too, Greg, and they really do a great job of, I would say the key word was autopilot.
Uh-huh.
That you said there. I mean, I think every client I have ever engaged, and even my own business, AR becomes this thing that as it grows and as it gets older, the older the colder, they say, in terms
right.
of collectability, but also that the size of AR, the amount of cash flow that you're giving up to your customers just simply by, not necessarily they don't want to pay you, it's just that you haven't done the steps that it takes to collect on things. This company comes in and gives us a tool to kind of automate and put it on autopilot. So I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. Now they will be, at least I assume they will be at the conference in Phoenix, right?
They sure will.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Stop by and take a look at it if you're there, and if you're not planning on coming out. Go over and take a look at it, then call them up and tell them you heard about it on Small Business Consulting to Go, and that'll make those guys happy, and we'll continue to have somebody to pay the bandwidth bills, and so Doug,
yeah.
you and I can keep chattering away. So that will be fun. And speaking of chattering away, we will be doing our first episode of year two, Small Business Consulting to Go, episode 13. We will record on October 16th at 3:30 p.m. Central Time. So if you want to tune in, we record live on TalkShoe, and you can just head on over to TalkShoe.com and you can find us there. And if you want to join in, we have several guests that are logged in listening right now, and it's always nice to see them. So if you're available that day, why we'd love to have you. Alternatively, we have a an email. We you can certainly email us. We'd like to hear from you there. We have a voicemail box that we maintain also. You can dial 800-456-0864 extension 2106 and just leave us a voicemail. As long as it's a nice voicemail, you tell us how much you like us. We'd certainly be happy to hear from you. So, Doug, I think I've prattled on about long enough. You've got some really interesting people to introduce. So why don't I go over and find them, and you can start setting that up.
Okay, great. One thing I did want to mention, that sponsor, AR Connection, their website, you'll see in our show notes, but their website is arconnection.com, and you can go to the website to find the since you're driving your car listening to this, don't worry about writing it down. You can get the email address from the show notes on this call. Anyway, we're going to move to one of our awesome add-ons for the 2008 year. The company is Cabinet NG, and the product is CNG Books. And this company has actually won 2 years in a row now. Now, let me kind of frame up what an awesome add-on is. We've been talking about it at this show for a long time, and we assume everybody knows what it means. First of all, the term add-on is something that I just kind of coined. I'm sure everybody else is kind of using it too. But to me, an add-on is a product that connects to QuickBooks. And when I say connect, I mean it reads data from or sends data to or both QuickBooks. And but it has its own features and interface and things that you use as a separate piece of software. And it could be that users of an add-on don't even use QuickBooks directly. Maybe the bookkeeper uses QuickBooks and the add-on users use just the add-on, and then the two pieces of software connect to each other and talk to each other and give whatever information is needed between the two products.
And that's actually one of the real strengths, I think, mm-hmm. of many of the add-on products, because a lot of business people and accountants look at this at the idea of opening up QuickBooks to even with the user roles and things, opening up QuickBooks and letting all sorts of, like, heaven forbid, salespeople in there to mess up my stuff. A lot of accountants aren't real interested in that, but good add-ons solve an awful lot of that problem.
Yeah, and what you're kind of implying there, accountants don't really like that so much, and business owners don't really like that so much. What you mean by don't like is they don't want the sales guys in the accounts payable records, which you could, of course, do if you're using QuickBooks. Of course, there are ways in the accounting software QuickBooks and other products to prevent certain users from catching or from being able to access certain parts of the software. Of course, there's that, but even with those constraints that we can put on users, at the end of the day, it's still best in many people's judgment to just keep everybody out of the bookkeeping software that doesn't have bookkeeping tasks. And that's what these awesome add-ons do, because they do it behind the scenes in a secure way so that the add-on is putting the data in that needs to go over there. Anyway, so moving over to Cabinet NG, this company has really focused on the whole document management world. Document management meaning taking documents that we have forever been creating, Word documents or paper documents or even even bills from vendors or customer invoices or any legal contract, any document that you have in your office, they're all about putting that into electronic form. And they have something called CNG, Cabinet NG, and Cabinet NG Books. And I'm going to have their people here in just a minute describe exactly what that does. But it's all about going paperless, which is a green thing to do. And it's all about keeping your documents electronic so they can be accessed from within or without the accounting software. I just was asked to send a copy of a contract to one of our customers. I scanned it in. Of course, it should have been scanned from the very beginning, but this is about a five-year-old, six-year-old contract, and we found it in a file. Well, scan it in and then attach it to the customer record in QuickBooks, having it basically associate with the customer inside the software.
Sure.
And then it's forever available. This is the kind of thing that we're all trying to move to, and Cabinet NG provides for us a product that allows us to do that very well. So anyway, I have Jim True and John Clark from Cabinet NG with us. Jim and John, you there?
Yes, I'm here. We're here.
All right, great. So I think Jim's going to take most of the questions. Is that right?
Correct.
Is that right? Great. Well, welcome, Jim. Why don't you tell us about Cabinet NG, and then what is CNG Books, and how does it connect, and who buys it, and why?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on this program. I think this is a great technology forum to use in educating and helping people get more efficient and run their businesses more profitably. It's interesting when you were talking about us on the introduction, you mentioned the word paperless. And I recently did a presentation, and one of the things I did was I just did a little research on the term paperless office, and I came to find out that I think the accepted first use of the word paperless office was in Business Week, and if you'd like to guess the year, think of it, and I'll tell you what the actual answer is 1975. And,
wow.
And what I did was I said, okay, 1975, so then the next thing I did was realize a company called Amazon.com was formed 20 years later, in 1995. So I did a quick search. You know, their first business was selling books, and I put in their paperless office, and I found 1,800 titles listed in Amazon.com. And then I went one step further, and I searched on Google and found 1.4 million hits for the term paperless office. So in terms of talking a little bit about Cabinet NG and what we do, we're a document management solution, and we've been helping companies address the issues that they have with paper. And typically those issues can fall into a number of categories, but what we find is there's some compliance concerns. In the accounting side, we see a lot of need for retention and hanging on to documents for prescribed periods of time for audits and IRS purposes. There's also the cost of handling documents. I went into a bank one day, and I was asking the banker, have you ever lost a client's file? And the timing on that was just absolutely perfect because he hit the roof. He had just lost a major client's file. He had no idea where it was. It was on someone's desk, but they just could not locate it. So there's a cost associated with dealing with things in a paper-based form, let alone the cost of, you know, reproduction and mailing and all that. There's also the efficiency of being able to service your clients. So when a client calls in and has a question, you know, they want to get an answer as quickly as possible. The sooner you can give that answer, the more you're able to answer more questions, and you have a happier client. The last thing they want to hear is, okay, let me get your number, and I'll call you back. I got to go pull your file.
There's no doubt, Jim, that there's lots of really good reasons for people to be paperless. And you started doing this, I mean, you said 1975 was when it started. When did you guys start with Cabinet NG?
Well, the Windows version of our product was introduced in 1999. The company was actually formed prior to that, but it was more of a development stage. But as far as the product goes, 1999, and this last January, we moved the product again to a new platform to where it's all based on .NET using a SQL backend for the database.
So in the NG always stands for new generation?
Yeah, next generation.
Okay. So it's always the next generation, right?
We're always moving forward, absolutely.
Okay.
Our core business is document management, and that can help, you know, an accounting firm in a lot of different areas. It can help them in tax, it can help them in audit, it can help them with their write-up services, but it also applies to areas such as AR. So, you know, we're kind of like a best-of-breed approach to document management. And what I like to tell people, the icing on the cake, and this kind of dovetails well with what Doug was saying, in that, you know, there and Greg as well, to where, you know, companies are trying to control access. They want people to be able to do the job as much as possible with the information they need to do their job, but they don't want to make all the information available to them. So what we did was we said there's a lot of documents that are involved in the accounting process, and what we want to do is we want to be able to keep them in the electronic format if they're already electronic, or put them into an electronic format if they're paper-based, and associate them and create transactions in QuickBooks as you move forward. This information can be put into our document management system in the same process to where other people that you may not want to give access to QuickBooks, but you want to give them access to some of this information, can look up that information in our central repository document management system. On the other side of the coin, the people that are in QuickBooks and dealing with the accounting functions, and let's say they had an invoice come in and they created a bill entry in QuickBooks, you know, oftentimes some companies negotiate pretty good terms, so it might be 30 or 60 days later before they actually have to pay the bill. And if their memory is anything like mine, oftentimes they need to be refreshed on what the actual details were. Part of our integration of integrating our document management system into QuickBooks allows that QuickBooks user to just go to their menu and pull up that document out of our system directly from QuickBooks. So that's one of the integration features that we bring. But really, our core business is document management. The icing on the cake is our interface into QuickBooks.
Great, great. Well, so the things that I'd like to kind of focus on with you a little bit, because we can't really go into every single piece of the product, but who's buying it and which consultants out there are you working with? You know, what types of consultants are you working with that give recommendations of your product?
Okay. John heads up our sales side, so he can probably talk a little bit more about you know, who's actually buying it, and I'll let him kind of add on to, mm-hmm. to what my quick answer here is. But actually, we have a number of types of companies buying it. Our product is actually horizontal in terms of industries. You know, we have a lot of about 33% of our business is coming out of the financial sector, and that includes actual accountants that are, you know, providing services to other companies and bookkeepers. But we also sell into medical community, where QuickBooks oftentimes is in the back end of a medical practice. You know, where they're doing a lot of their you know, deliveries and mm-hmm. and things like that. So there's a good play there, as well as managing some of their patient records, but you know, construction, manufacturing. So we're across all industries. So those kind of companies are buying the product.
Mm-hmm.
A user would not have to use QuickBooks. So Cabinet NG can be a what I would call a standalone product. But if you do use QuickBooks, it integrates very nicely and actually then becomes some additional value, I guess, on both sides. Do I have that right?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that we try to specialize in, you know, our core business is document management. The icing is the interface in the QuickBooks if you're using QuickBooks. But if you're not using QuickBooks, we offer a couple mechanisms for people to integrate into the other systems. We like to look at ourselves as the glue within the organization. So, you know, you have some sort of accounting package, whether it's QuickBooks or you know, any of the other packages out there, and there's certain things that you can pull from that accounting package and bring into our system to help aid efficiencies. But you also have other applications out there, maybe a CRM application where people are managing their contacts or some other sort of process management software that you're using. We offer several levels of integration to other third-party products. First of all, we offer a user installed, and this is actually, we've got we applied for patents on this technology. It's called Retriever. And what it does is it attaches a button to the application you're using. So just as an example, you're either using some other accounting package or Act, it'll as a CRM, it'll attach itself as a button. And when you're on that particular contact, you click on the button and you're able to access all the documents you have filed with that particular contact. And that's a end-user implemented integration capability. On the other end of that, to make sure that other application is tied very tightly to our system and remains synchronized, we have a product that's called Synchronizer. And I don't know how technical the audience is, but what that basically does is it ties our database to their database so that when you have a change in that application, it's automatically reflected in ours so that you don't have to worry about, you know, doing double entry and updating both systems to keep them synchronized with one another.
Yeah, Jim, let me just break in a little bit here. These are the kinds of things I think that most of our audience really is going to want to understand is just at the highest level, what I buy Cabinet for is, the way I look at it is sort of two big things. One is, and I'm going to have you confirm in case I get some of this wrong, but one is just simply document storage, just replace my file cabinets, you know? And so electronic document storage where I can see all the different sort of departmentalized, almost like file folders in a cabinet, all the documents, and I can retrieve them very well, completely independent of the accounting software, right?
That is correct. And the other thing is the reason they go to a solution for document management is it also provides them a structure. You know, a lot of people might say, well, I can just use, you know, Windows Explorer, which is great for, like, if you're a single-person shop, you know, where you know where everything is. But when you have other people needing to access that information, a structure needs to be put in place to help people know how to find that information, and that's
right.
What we provide.
Right. So that's what I really liked about what I saw is sort of completely get away from the whole point of accounting and just look at, you know, taking your documents throughout your organization, putting them in a structured way that's very quickly, I can very quickly retrieve any document related to any vendor, customer, whatever. That's cool. But then the next piece that made me really kind of look at you from the perspective of a QuickBooks add-on was this concept of taking documents that usually are paper, didn't have to start with paper, but making them electronic, showing them electronically on a screen, and then getting them into QuickBooks in one way or another. So my example would be a vendor bill comes to me, I scan it in, with CNG Books, I see it, and CNG Books gives me this sort of separate interface that allows me to just fill in a few fields, the vendor name, the vendor invoice number, the amount, and how to code it to the chart of accounts or items or whatever in my QuickBooks bill. And then Cabinet sends that bill over to QuickBooks for me. It retains the document, retains a link to the bill, but sends the bill for me into QuickBooks. So I, meaning the data entry person, didn't even have to have access myself to QuickBooks, but I used CNG Books to scan and enter these transactions into QuickBooks very quickly. So that's the piece. How is that piece going for you guys?
That piece is going extremely well, and what we did was, I'm not sure if you're, I'm sure you're aware, but we're a member of the Intuit Developers Network, and they have different levels there, and we're what they call a gold level.
Yeah.
So basically what that means is we work pretty hard at that.
Yeah.
And as part of the process and being a member is we have access to their software development kit that allows us to actually pull data directly out of QuickBooks kind of behind the scenes so that when that user is at that single screen and they see that bill that they just scanned in, we present them with all the data fields that they would have entered just as if they were in QuickBooks. So now, without having to jump from one application to another, they're able to file that document and create that transaction. Now, the other thing that we find with that people are getting pretty excited about with our QuickBooks interface is, let's say you have a bill come in, and maybe it's a bill and you've got an internal policy that says any bill over, you know, $10,000 needs to go to the president for approval. When when that user is entering that bill, we have a workflow rule that can be user configured based on what their policies are. Mm-hmm. And when they enter that transaction, bill will automatically be sent to the appropriate people for approval within our workflow system.
Yeah, and that's another piece then that you can't do with QuickBooks alone. So if I wasn't going to use a system like yours, I can put bills in. I can have anyone put bills into QuickBooks. Let's say I have several different people on the staff, and maybe I assign somebody to accounts payable. I can have them use QuickBooks, put bills in, but I cannot, at least with QuickBooks alone, do any sort of workflow routing for approval cycles on who's on whether to pay that bill and whether the bill was the correct amount and everything from the vendor. And that's where your workflow tools really, really help us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, as long as we're talking a little bit about an interface that I might add, is we also try to make it very easy for people to roll the system in. And by that, I mean, a lot of times you think of, okay, I've entered all this information about all my customers and all my vendors in QuickBooks. And, you spend a lot of time making that's all nice and scrubbed and up to date and everything like that, and now you want to add a document management system. We make it very easy for them to take all that information out of QuickBooks and automatically create folders in our system for each of their customers and
mm-hmm.
each of their vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So any document, whether it's a QuickBooks transaction related or not, they can put into those folders. So you might have some contracts or pricing sheets or something like that that we allow them to also store in the system and access directly from QuickBooks if necessary.
Mm-hmm. So Greg, I want to bring you in here a little bit because we've been talking certainly throughout the magazine for several years now. Almost all the columnists as at one point or another talked about paperless, going paperless, workflows, all those things. And it seems to be the hottest topic that we all kind of talk about. A lot of solutions out there. How are you seeing the growth of the paperless world beyond just the cabinet folks?
Well, there's actually, I think there's two ways to look at that. And the guys at Cabinet MG have a little bit wider view because as Jim pointed out, they're actually a horizontal play. So, they're marketing their product to what I would call end users, to businesses, as opposed to some of the products that are on what I would call the vertical side that are appropriate only for public accounting firms.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a firm would look at a product for internal use and say, you know what, I want that very deeply integrated with my tax program and my depreciation and my write-up and my time and billing, so I'm going to go out and stay within my suite. And that's kind of, I call that the good enough approach. Because at that point, the product doesn't necessarily have to be the best product. It can be good enough if it ties into everything that I've got. But that same product would be completely inappropriate for all of their clients.
Yeah.
So, and that's where a product like Cabinet NG comes in. Now, I know many accounting firms use Cabinet NG because they base their own operations, their own general ledgers done in QuickBooks, and they say, we're going to use this, and that approach I call the best of breed approach.
Uh-huh.
So they've looked at it and said, while Cabinet NG might not natively tie perfectly to my professional applications, it's flexible enough that I can make it work, and I love the way that it does some other integrations with my QuickBooks, for example. So when you look at where the accounting firms are, we all of the data that we have show that accounting firms are about 50% product up. So about half of the firms out there have said, I'm going to choose. I have chosen a product and begun my journey down the road to digital. The other 50% are sitting there hopefully a bunch of them are listening to this podcast saying, I wonder if this is the product I should look at, or, you know, it's awfully nice to be using exactly the same product that all my clients use.
Right.
There's a lot of beauty in that. And Jim, I know you find accounting firms doing that regularly, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, by doing that, they allow the clients to actually add documents into the system. So they actually are given extending the interface to their clients as well.
So I mean, Doug, in answer to your question, that's where I see the accounting firms. We're about halfway
mm-hmm.
into the deal now.
Yeah. Well, there's another little angle on this that Cabinet facilitates pretty well. But again, I'm going to probably have you chime a little bit on here, Greg, because you have a lot to say in this area. And that's the whole area of outsourced accounting or bookkeeping. There's a number of firms who are taking clients on and for a fixed fee per month doing the bookkeeping. So let's just focus on one type of service that bookkeeping entails, and that is we'll just focus on AP. So the outsource provider, so the accountant bookkeeping service, gets all of the bills sent to them, whether that's being faxed by the client over or sent with PDFs, or changing the mailing address from the vendors to send it straight to the accounting firm. And then they are basically performing the service of putting bills into the system and processing them through QuickBooks or whatever system.
Right.
Now,
they're essentially controllers in a box.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
And maybe a little less than that in my little example, because this is just bookkeeping, just raw transaction data entry for the client to offload a piece. So many of the accounting professionals have kind of made that into a business where they're just trying to attract lots of clients to do that service over and over again. Cabinet NG and CNG Books facilitates that quite well because of this. They don't even have to have access directly to the QuickBooks file. They use this data input. Jim, first I'll go to you. How do you find your customers using that? Are you getting a lot of take up on that particular workflow or use case?
Actually, that was one of the points that I had jotted down to make sure that I hope we covered, is that is a trend that we are seeing, where a lot of outsourced accounting, firms that are doing precisely what you said, whether it be AP or whatever, that is a growing trend for a monthly fee. You know, they're able to service their clients' needs. And a lot of that is being done remotely, and a lot of it is being done electronically.
Mm-hmm.
And by having the document management system in place and tying into the QuickBooks, where each of these companies will have their own accounting file in their own file within QuickBooks,
mm-hmm.
and our interface allows the accounting firm to quickly go from one customer's file to the next customer's file, and also segregate all the documents and have them tied to each particular customer that or client that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good fit for that, and it is a trend that we are starting to see more of.
Yep. Yeah, Greg, I know that you've been kind of all over that trend too. Maybe
right.
You can speak a little to that.
Well, it's certainly. I mean, if you're going to provide bookkeeping services, lots of different ways to skin that cat. But the first thing that has to happen is there has to be a very, very good process, in place in order to make it work. It can't be a one-off thing. And one of the things that document management will force a firm to do is to think about processes, and it gives them the opportunity to improve upon their process, but it also it requires them to honor the process that they've set up. And so it becomes the very first part of of you know, what happens when a firm starts getting in there. Mm-hmm. When I kind of look at it, you know, we started down this journey to digital, and the first thing that firms did was print a PDF copy of the tax returns that they were preparing concurrently with a paper copy. Uh-huh. And that was something that all of the tax compliance packages built into their systems, I'm going to say back by about 2000 or 2001, certainly. And so a lot of firms started saying, well, gee, we'll do that. And then, you know, a year or two later, they started saying, well, gee, you know, we can actually scan our work papers once we're, you know, once we're done with the tax return. So we were doing scanning after the fact. And then somebody said, well, gee, if I've got these things scanned, maybe I should scan before I do the tax return. I'll go out now. I have to buy two monitors because I want my work papers on one side, my tax return on the other. So we had to go through and buy two monitors for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all said, okay, now we can get rid of the paper. We don't need paper files anymore because I have my scanned documents. They become my work papers. I've got two monitors. I've got that on one side and a tax prep product on the other side, and I'll do that. And then the very next thing they ran into was I need workflow now because I used to have a paper file that I could carry around the office, and it would flow out of my office and into somebody else's office. Well, now if I don't have the file to carry around,
yeah,
I have to have workflow. That's
who
when people
owns it? Who
like
owns it
like
right
Jim
now?
True started jumping up saying, you know, we'll do that within our document management products. We'll do that within, you know, the Cabinet NG products. And I'll bet that's about the time you started doing that, right, Jim?
Yeah, that is about the time. The other thing is you know, the traditional paper-based workflow, if you will, you know, there's certain risk implied there. You know, it can go on someone's desk and maybe disappear. Whereas if it's in the system, you have a much stronger audit trail of the flow of information as it goes through and gets processed. And Greg, you're right on the money there in terms of the system helping them put a consistent process in place. And that's how a lot of these outsourced firms can afford to be able to deliver great service at a you know, very economical price, is they do have a process in place, and the system helps them stay within that process and be very efficient. And workflow is you know, one of the important elements of that.
Right.
Well, Jim, this has been a great overview of your product, and you know, I salute you guys for just continuing to push the envelope. I know that you integrate not only with QuickBooks but with several other products. I know Peachtree you recently introduced an integration with. Are there others?
Well, I go back to our Retriever integration, and that's a integration that you know, is multi-product based. It integrates with virtually any Windows-based application. The other thing I'll mention is we work with a lot of channel partners, and we've made available just recently in July our code that allows them to integrate it. So a lot of these people that are using you know, like Sage Pro and other products like that that are pretty technically savvy, now we've given them the tools to integrate our products. So it kind of goes back to the ecosystem thing where, you know, people are helping each other provide more integrated and more streamlined and efficient systems.
Maybe you can just tell me real briefly, if I've got 10 people in my firm or 10 people in my organization, I want to sort of buy into Cabinet, what's it roughly going to cost me?
Okay, the ballpark figure, and this is a ballpark, it depends on the number of users and what kind of users, and we license it at different ways. But what I like to tell people, just as an estimate, is around $1,000 a user.
Okay. Well, that's a good kind of working number for the consultant to go out with. And,
right.
You know, they can contact you. How do we contact you?
Well, the best way to contact us is 800-621-6501. Or if you just want to kind of look around and get a little more familiar with who we are and stuff before you actually place that call, you can visit our website, and that's www.cabinetng.com.
Great. Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Jim, and John, best to you as well.
It's been a great conversation. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You.
I appreciate it. Great guys, and interesting, kind of an interesting perspective. They're a little bit different cut than some of the others, and I guess I would kind of place them as a little higher end than some of the other kind of bolt-on document management products that you might see for, you know.
Yeah,
definitely
in the QuickBooks space, that's true, Greg. Yep. In the QuickBooks space, you've got products that are less dollars per user, less features, less broad appeal across the organization, more focused on QuickBooks and less focused on the broader issues. I think Cabinet is really well positioned in that way because they can take the larger use cases and really live up to the needs.
Right, and in many cases, and I know some. I visited with some consultants at your conference last year who had clients using Cabinet NG, and actually small organizations, but ones that wanted some of the extra functionality that you're going to get with a higher end product, not kind of locked in quite as tightly as some of the
mm-hmm.
some of the smaller ones are.
Right.
So well, I understand why you pulled those guys out for an innovation award.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
I'm sorry for
awesome
add on.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug, we're down to one more. Of the awesome add-ons for last year,
mm-hmm.
and that one more we're going to do next month. And who is that?
That's TrueCommerce.
TrueCommerce. Okay.
They do EDI, and if you don't know what EDI is, you probably don't need to know, because if your clients trade with, let's say, Walmart or some of those larger trading partners, EDI is an electronic document interface. For
data interface, right?
Data. I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, right.
That allows me to send purchasing and receiving and all these kinds of sort of transactions back and forth between partners.
Right.
TrueCommerce just does a great job of that, and we're going to have them here to talk about how they do what they do.
Sure. Okay. Well, and it's as we've talked about these and all the rest of them throughout the years. One of the things that, or throughout the months, I'm sorry, one of the things that I've heard practitioners say to me is, I mean, I found out that there was a solution for a problem I hadn't even really understood that I had as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear the solution, and I go, oh, wow, I can use that, and it allows the consultant to be a real hero.
Yeah.
We can proactively go to a client and say, you know, I've been watching the way we do business here in your shop, and I think that this solution might really help you. That kind of a proactive approach makes a lot of friends, I think.
Yeah, I think so. In fact, essentially that articulates what I'm all, again, spending my every waking hour thinking about is how do we help consultants start to broaden what they do. So if they think of their job as I'm the bookkeeping consultant to go in to help a client get the bookkeeping system in place and learn how to use it and all that, well, that's a big enough job, but I still want you to even think a little broader and start thinking about just what you said, Greg, the other processes going on in the business that maybe only peripherally affect the accounting system, but let's say CRM, and start helping the client find solutions that they really could improve their processes with.
Right, absolutely. Well, Mr. Sleater, we're at the end of our allotted time. We want to make sure that we're respectful of our listeners' time, so we're about ready to wrap up here. I want to again thank the guys at AR Connections, the automated collection tool for QuickBooks users, and go over to arconnection.com, take a look at the stuff that they've got, or come out to the Sleater Group conference and take a look not only at them but at at, what, 30, 40, 50 other people that are going to be there. Is that about the right number?
Yeah, we're just, I think, at 48 vendors now. So it'll
be, okay, well, that 40, 50 is about right then.
Yeah, it's about right.
Okay, lucky for me.
Yeah.
So for all of the rest of you who might be interested, as we said earlier, we'll be recording episode 13, our inaugural episode for year two, on October 16th, 3:30 p.m. Central. We'll be talking about True Commerce. Until then, Mr. Sleater, again, thank you so very much for your time and for your expertise and all you do for the profession and all those consultants out there, and for specifically for us at Intersection Live and the CPA Technology Advisor. Thanks so very much.
This has been Small Business Consulting to Go, Episode 12, Cabinet NG.
For information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.